Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the Gospel of John. We're in the 18th chapter, and we are walking through the records of the trials that John places for us in his Gospel. There are six trials of Jesus after he was betrayed in the garden. There were three Jewish trials and three Gentile trials, and the first Gentile trial is the trial that will take place before Pilate. But first of all, we go to another Jewish trial. He has appeared before Annas. Now what happens? Look in chapter 18 and verse 28 if you want to follow along with us. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." Then the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. In other words, they wanted him to be put to death, a Roman death, which was a crucifixion death, which they could not put anyone to death, nor could they put people on a cross. Only Rome could do that. And Jesus is going to go to a cross, as prophesied in the Old Testament and from the words of Jesus himself in his earthly life and ministry. So now inexorably, under the sovereign hand of God's providence, Jesus is moving from trials before Annas and Caiaphas, now to a Gentile trial in front of and right before Pilate. Now Pilate is not at the Praetorium, as many suspect. He is actually at the governor's headquarters. And the governor's headquarters is the old palace of Herod. When Pilate would come from his headquarters at Caesarea by the sea, he would stay at the governor's headquarters. And the governor's headquarters was the previously built Herod Palace, is which he would stay, which was just above the Temple Mount. And so that's where he is, and that's where he now entertains these accusations. In other words, they're saying to him, "We've got accusations that this man deserves to die. A, we can't put him to death. B, we can't put him to death on a cross. Only you can do so." And so that's where Jesus is now standing, and all of this is to fulfill the scripture, because Jesus is not going to die just any death. Jesus is going to die a redeeming, atoning death. Jesus is not dying simply a model death for us. Jesus is not dying simply a martyr's death to encourage us. Jesus is dying an atoning death, and the atoning death has to be faithful to God's word. And God's word has prophetically declared it, and Jesus himself has affirmed it. He will die on the cross. Every Lord's Day, I have the extraordinary privilege to declare to men and women the glory of the cross. The glory of the cross is that Jesus, the Son of God, died there to save his people from their sins. There he bore all of our hell. There he descended under the torments of hell that was to be poured out upon all of his people to satisfy the justice of God on our behalf, so that we, by the grace of God, through the love of God, might have eternal life through Christ our Lord. And nothing is left to chance. The sovereign hand of God is clear. He's gone to the Jewish courts, which has set up the purpose to deliver him unto death. Not just any death, not the stoning death, but a crucifixion death. Only the Romans could give the verdict of death, and only the Romans could give the verdict of a death by the cross. And so Jesus, now in fulfillment to scripture from Old Testament and from his own words, is now being delivered through these inexorable movement through the court systems throughout the night. And now he stands in front of Pilate. What is it that Pilate will say? Well, join me tomorrow. God's word will continue to be fulfilled, so that God himself will fulfill his covenant promise. "I will save my people from their sins," because he gave his son who will go to this cross. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.